Hi, date of service is February 6, 2025. Patient's last name is MCCULLAH. First name is David. Date of birth is November 11, 1947. Next forever, Salinas Valley State Prison. Salinas Valley State Prison. Next forever, chief complaint, Parkinson's disease. Next forever, history present known as patient is a... patient is a 77-year-old male coming out with the chief complaint of Parkinson's disease. According to the medical records, coming patient's tremors is getting worse. His memory is also getting worse. Patient's cognitive deficits. He has poor memory. His tremors. According to medical records, it's getting worse. However, according to patient's gamma, he doesn't think it's getting worse. It is about the same. It does not want to take more medications for the Parkinson's medications. Patient has been taking Naprasid, N-A-P-L-A-C-I-D, for hallucination. Patient is taking that from the psychiatrist, and that seems to be working well for the hallucination symptoms. There's no significant side effects. A patient has short-term memory deficits. Next for a neurological examination, mental state examination, patient is awake and alert. Patient has poor memory of his medical history. Patient has significant short-term memory deficits. A patient does not remember the names of his medications and the dosages. A patient does not know the exact date today. He knows he's in California. He doesn't know what city he's in. A patient followed one step commands. A patient does not know the name of the president of the United States. Serial sevens is 0 out of 5. Cranial nerve examination. Patient has masked face. Patient has decreased in eye blinking frequency. Patient has monotonous voice. Patient has soft speech. Motor examination. Patient has diffuse bradykinesia. Patient has resting tremors in the hands, in both hands. The right side is worse than the left. There's cogwheel rigidity. Impression. An experimental diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. It shows there's significant background slowing, consistent with his memory deficit. It's very impressionable in Parkinson's disease. A patient tells me that his tremor is about the same. He does not want to increase the dosage for his Parkinson's medication. A patient would like to continue the same dosage with no changes. I offer him different medications or increase in medications. Patient does not want them. Impression number two, Parkinson's disease related dementia. Impression number three, hallucination. Well controlled with Naprasid, N-A-P-L-A-C-I-D. Condition. Explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number of condition, continue to take the carbidopa, levodopa, 10/100 milligram pills, coming 1-3 times a day. Next number. I offer him to increase the dosage. Patients declined. Next number. Contain Naprasid. N-A-P-L-A-C-I-D. 5 milligrams once a day for hallucination symptoms. Next number. Next paragraph, a patient was previously on rivastigmine. Rivastigmine patch, 4.6 milligram a day for dementia. However, I don't see it on the medication list today. Next paragraph, patient was also on amantadine, 100 milligrams per day. For the Parkinson's disease. However, I do not see that on the medication list today. First up, next number. Next for a patient was previously on entacapone, E-N-T-A-C-A-P-O-N-E, 200 milligrams three times a day. First up, however, I don't see it on the medication list today. First up, the next paragraph. First up, next of all, a conviction filed within 3 months. First up, next paragraph, I guess, walks out the invitation.